Now, last year the fireworks were cancelled because of the terrible bushfires we're having on the eastern seaboard. This year they're being cancelled for the second year in a row because they say it's not COVID safe to have people watching fireworks, but it is COVID safe to have people dining and drinking at roughly a dozen locations around the city, places like Little Bourke Street, Little Collins Street, ACDC Lane, Hardware Lane, Flinders Lane, etc. Now, it seems odd to me. I mean, why it's not safe to stand up and look at fireworks in the sky, but it is safe to sit down and eat and drink, to me seems odd. Our next guest is a pyrotechnician at Howard & Sons, Rusty Johnson. Good afternoon.
Afternoon. How are you?
Well, I'm good. Would you have been the one who would have organised the fireworks this year for the City of Melbourne?
Yes, yes. We've been doing it for quite a few years now, and we were early in the year planning to go ahead with it, but as COVID came along, things started to drop away.
Okay. Disappointing?
Very disappointed for us. Like your past caller, we're a little bit disappointed. We've been working to create the New Year's Eve display as an event that was viewed from all around the city, from outside the city, that you didn't have to congregate. That was the whole idea behind it. And we are at a bit of a loss, really, to sort of get our heads around the thought that fireworks would bring everybody back into the city.
Well, that's right. I mean, it seems to me that you can watch the fireworks from all over the place. That's the great advantage of them, whereas having these dozen or so drinking and dining establishments, I would have thought it was more likely to concentrate people. Has the City of Melbourne sort of given you any rationale behind this?
Oh, it's just all to do with COVID. It's about feeling comfortable with the fact that they control the numbers of people. So I presume that, having not seen the details behind what they're doing, that certainly that they will be controlling the numbers that come into the city. But, you know, from our perspective, an industry that really has suffered this year, it's more than on its knees. We lost a lot of work early in the year in Victoria. The last show we fired was Moomba. And already our Australia Day shows are falling away, so again, because of COVID. And yet, we see fireworks as something that if you don't hold the event, you can still have the fireworks and people can distance themselves because they're actually designed to be viewed from a distance.
Yeah, and look, people eating and drinking outside is not going to be anything new on New Year's Eve. I mean, people are already doing that by their thousands all around Melbourne as it is. So for the City of Melbourne to say, oh, well, look at this whiz-bang thing we've got for New Year's Eve, it's just what people do every other day. Whereas fireworks is something interesting and something different.
Yeah, definitely. Look, it does draw crowds, we know that. But I think Victorians on the whole are very, very, very conscious of social distancing. We've seen that. We've seen the images of them at the beaches and that on a Sunday or rough Sunday when it's very hot. And people are doing the right thing. And I think they probably would have had the fireworks still gone ahead.
Yeah, well, look, I'm sorry for you, Rusty. Rusty Johnson there, pyrotechnician at Howard & Sons. As you said, they've had business dropping away. I would have thought you could manage the fireworks in a sensible fashion. People know to safe distance, or at least most of us do. Just saying, oh, well, we'll have outdoor drinking and dining is like, well, there's nothing special about that because that's what is now happening all around Melbourne anyway. So just having it on New Year's Eve is just like saying, well, it's just like a normal night of the year. But having the fireworks, say to people, look, we're only going to let any limited people into the CBD. Ideally, watch them from your home or, you know, have the police set up so there's only a certain number of people in each venue. I would have thought we could manage that.